And wow.
You know, I'm looking at a couple of cars here, Mark, that might sneak out of here with a really good finish. Harrison Burton's had a miserable year. He is riding 10th right now. Todd Gilliland's not had as bad a year, but he could get out of here with a top 10 finish. And Justin Haley is riding in the 5th spot. So there's an opportunity for some teams we don't talk about a lot up front to sneak out of here with maybe a single-digit finish.
Doug, on the flip side, we saw at Talladega, Michael McDowell make a big move to try to win that race, make a big block. He ends up crashed. He had a top five finish coming his way today. If not a win, takes himself out of that. Again, the hole getting deeper. He feels he's got to win to make the playoff. But you know what? Sometimes you panic a little bit too soon. If you take the points from Talladega, points from this race he might have had, you never know what kind of positions he's in when we get to the end of the regular season. And a tough break for Ryan Blaney. Blaney was, again, innocent victim when McDowell just went in there a little bit too hot. And Blaney paid the price for it as well.
Yep, Blaney's possibility of having a nice finish is going to evaporate there, much like the water has on this racetrack here today. So Blaney is going to finish back in the high 20s. We need to pause 10 seconds for station identification. This is PRN, the Performance Racing Network.
You're listening to coverage of NASCAR on Real Country 1430 AM WRDN, Durand, Mondovi, Wabasha. NASCAR coverage being brought to you in part by a Countryside Cooperative of Durand.
Welcome back to New Hampshire Motor Speedway, a race that most of us thought would end with 82 laps to go, but the rain abated. NASCAR popped on the damp tires or the wet weather tires, and we went racing with 82 laps left to go. We've whittled it down to a half dozen laps remaining when they come back to the line. And, Mark, I wouldn't bet against caution flag number 14 waving here with a half dozen laps to go when they come back.
Again, they're testing everything today, Doug. Their endurance, their patience, the racetrack, and looking for damp and dry conditions on it right now. The sun, we've never seen it practically all day long. It's getting really dark here. And now as they cross the stripe, six laps to go, hopefully a final four or five lap sprint. Well, actually, it'll have to be the minimum would be four lap sprint to the checkered flag.
It'll be five laps when they come back around this time. The light's still on the pace car. It looks like we're finally going to get to the end here.
It's dark enough, to be totally honest, where you see the lights on this 2025 Toyota Camry XSE, but you don't really see the car. I mean, you can see, you know, the outline, but it's the lights that pop out at you.
NASCAR has just announced one to go when they come back to the line, so it'll be five there. That means we'll get an effective restart with four laps to go.
My, oh, my.
Now, this is going to be
what's going to happen next?
We've seen a lot today, folks, and it's been, I have found this, just from my viewpoint, thoroughly entertaining. I think you've taxed these drivers a lot. Still feel like at the end of the day, the best car is the one that's leading right now. And somebody else has got to be pretty excited that if C-Bell slips, Josh Berry is in a place right now that he could maybe find himself in the playoffs because he's riding second.
And Doug, would this not turn the playoff battle up on its ear? Because again, you know, Berry comes into this race well down in the point standings, 21st. And so then that would have three drivers have won a race outside the top 16 in points. Things are going to get kind of strange after that.
Long way to go. Not really.
Oh, yeah.
Not really. Only
no.
Four laps and you come back around this next time by as they'll get ready to go here. And the lights are off on that car. So it'll be four laps when they come back to the line. It's Christopher Bell, Josh Berry, Larson, Briscoe, and Buescher. Two of those that you did not maybe imagine winning today, Berry and Briscoe. The other three, I don't know, that's a big shock.
Briscoe has taken the inside of row one beside Christopher Bell. A guy who was totally out to lunch on slick tires and a dry racetrack has put himself in position to win it, and it would be big for Stuart Haas if Berry or Briscoe could bring home the top prize. Pace car is off the racetrack. They're coming down to the line. Four laps to go here at New Hampshire. The green flag is out. Briscoe gets a great start. He's side by side with Bell heading to one.
Christopher Bell will try to clear Chase Briscoe. He has done that. And now two teammates run side by side for second. Briscoe on the bottom. Josh Berry on the top side.
Christopher Bell is gone up front. The battle for second rages between those teammates. Josh Berry to the outside. Now he'll take over that second spot. Briscoe runs in that third position. Kyle Larson is there. They're stacked up two and three wide on the backstretch, or excuse me, through the middle of three and four.
Three laps to go. Christopher Bell leads them back to the granite stripe. Then it's going to be Josh Berry. Next in line, it will be Briscoe as they race back to one.
Seven cars single file. Behind them, it's chaotic in turns one and two all the way to the top of the racetrack. Three wide, four wide now in the middle of one and two. Josh Berry is not letting Christopher Bell go. He is running that Ford for all it is worth now into the corner as hard as he can. Closes it down to about two car lengths. Josh Berry is still in the mix here for the win at New Hampshire.
Brad Keselowski has spun in turn two. He's trying to refire the car. We're still under green. Two laps to go. Leaders heading to one, and the yellow flag is out.
NASCAR was trying to see if he could get that car refired and clear out of the way, and they were going to let this race get to a white flag situation. He did not. They had to throw another caution flag, and that is 14 on the day.
And we're going to overtime in this race. So, again, what else can we throw at it? Let's put the kitchen sink. Let's throw it out there on the track, too.
So they have set for NASCAR overtime, and I won't lie, folks. It is getting a little difficult for us to pick out the cars. It is that dark on the racetrack right now.
Again, the lights from the safety vehicles, from the flag stand, the pace car, they are all flashing and blazing very bright right now. And again, phew, we got to get to the end of it now. We got to find a way. These guys have been fighting all day long to do it. Brad Keselowski, a lazy single car spin, brings out that yellow. And to Brad, just to make mention, you could see him trying to refire the car. There was fire and flames coming out the side pipes, trying to get that car turned over, trying to get it restarted to keep the race under green. And just as he did and was able to power away, NASCAR couldn't take any chances. The leaders were bearing down in turn one. They had to throw the yellow flag.
NASCAR is going to call for a quickie yellow here. That means all the cars, whether on the lead lap or laps down, can come back onto pit road. No tires will be allowed during this pit stop, so they want to try to move this along as quickly as possible and resume this race. It will be NASCAR overtime when we get back to action.
No reason really then, Doug, for anybody to come down pit lane. They have plenty of Sunoco fuel. They cannot change their Goodyear damps, as they're calling them now. These tires they put on with the grooves, and they've done a great job. I mean, we're able to finish this race. Any other circumstance, Doug, in the past would not have happened.
No, everybody would have been home by now, but it looks like we're going to be able to finish this the right way, and these cars are still hunting for moisture, what little bit they can find down next to the inside pit wall. That is the dampest part of the racetrack. Everybody is running as close to that wall as they can to try to maybe get all four tires in what residual moisture is there.
I wonder if anybody watched John Hunter Nemechek drive across the apron and then the grass on the back straightaway a restart or two ago to try to find water. He found plenty in the grass. You can see it kind of bouncing out from underneath the race car. So again, a green white checkered flag finish, and once they take the white flag, as again we want to remind you, next flag ends it, whether it's another yellow or it's the checkered flag.
And you got a chance for upsets up there in the top four. Christopher Bell, that's not an upset. He's won here before. He's won four straight Xfinity races. Josh Berry, I think you have to put that in the upset category. If he wins, that also gobbles up another playoff spot. And Chase Briscoe sitting there in third, a guy that's been a lot of conversation up here that's leaving to head over to Joe Gibbs Racing next year. He's got a shot.
Doug, how about what does Stuart Haas right now do? Do they gang up on Christopher Bell? Will Briscoe or Bell or Berry take the outside, and the other one take outside of row one, the other one take the inside of row number two? Do they try to gang up on Christopher Bell that way? We'll have to see. The choose is going. It is Bell outside row one. Briscoe will come to his inside. Row two, Berry goes outside. Buescher to the inside. Then it's Kyle Larson outside. Row three to his inside. Harrison Burton, Tyler Reddick, Todd Gilliland in row four with Reddick on the outside. Stenhouse and Elliott now in row five with Stenhouse outside. Chase Elliott on the inside.
So it'll be green, white, checkered basically when they come back to the line. Not a lot of real estate left to decide this event here today.
And not a lot of light out there right now to work with as well. Pat Patterson, you got your belts pulled tight because it's going to get crazy.
Boy, it really is, and you can just barely see these cars and knowing where they're at on the racetrack right now. This is going to be really interesting, especially for those guys trying to restart with Christopher Bell. What will they do? How aggressive will they be? Remember, you can't pass what you can't catch, and that 20 car has been awfully hard to catch all day long. Fans are on the feet. Pace car is in. We're ready to go.
We're going to overtime at New Hampshire. The green flag is out. Christopher Bell again gets a jump, and he will now move to turn number one as the leader.
Bell's restarts have been absolutely flawless. He sets the pace into turn number one and two. Berry to second. Briscoe to third. Kyle Larson trying to get to Briscoe's back bumper.
Christopher Bell now stretches it out by about six car lengths. The battle for second between the two Stewart Haas teammates rages on into the corner. Here comes Bell, middle of the racetrack. He'll stand back up on the throttle, and he'll have a good run off of turn number four.
Christopher Bell down the front stretch. He will get a good look at the white flag. 15 car length advantage. It's still a fierce battle, though, for the run-up spot between Berry and Briscoe.
Get the broom out for Christopher Bell. He's going to need it. The fight is for second. It's Berry. He's getting some attack now from Briscoe. Puts the bumper to him.
C. Bell down the back stretch one final time here in New Hampshire. Way out in front of everybody behind him. He's in the middle of turns three and four. Here comes Christopher Bell.
In near darkness on a damp racetrack, Christopher Bell is going to win the USA Today 301. He sweeps the weekend, winning Saturday and on Sunday.
Chase Briscoe, by just a couple of feet, edges out Josh Berry for the runner-up spot here as they were side-by-side flashing across the start-finish line. Kyle Larson will get fourth, and Chris Buescher takes home fifth in a historic race here today at New Hampshire Motor Speedway that ended under the wet weather tires. The first time we've had a race conclude on wet weather tires, or the damps as they like to call them, on an oval track ever. So this is one we're going to be talking about and discussing for quite some time. Got to applaud NASCAR for sticking in there today, getting the track race ready, and giving this a shot.
Look at the fans that are here, all of them on their feet, cheering Christopher Bell, cheering these drivers for just a fantastic run here late in this race on these tires that they don't normally race with, and on a racetrack that's damp. They've never been on a track with this kind of speed, with these wet weather tires, the damp tires that they're talking about right now. And still, Christopher Bell, even though the track's a little damp, he can still light them up. He's got them smoking here at the start-finish line, the Granite Stripe at New Hampshire.
Our burnout coverage brought to you by Sunoco. From fueling your favorite NASCAR teams to filling up the pump, Sunoco is trusted to help vehicles perform at their peak. Sunoco, performance is what we do. What a big difference 82 laps made. We were ready to give Tyler Reddick his second win of the year. That got pulled back off of the table. And here comes C. Bell winning this event today. So nice run. And he controlled this race later on in the event today. So nice run today for Christopher Bell. That's his third win of the year to go along with a victory at Phoenix, the Coca-Cola 600, and now New Hampshire Motor Speedway.
Doug, you have to wonder, you know, some of these guys that came on at the end had some dirt track experience, obviously. Christopher Bell, you look at Chase Briscoe, who was nowhere when this race was on a dry racetrack. And then when it got damp, man, he chased him almost all the way to the front. Let's go down to Alan Cavana.
All smiles between teammates Chase Briscoe and Josh Berry, finishing second and third. On the radio, you said winners take the front row. I know it didn't end there, but describe those last few restarts where you had a shot.
Yeah, it's man, what a whirlwind. Two hours ago, we couldn't even run 25th, and the rain saved us. So, yeah, awesome recovery for our Zep Ford. It's, yeah, this is, I always joke, this is like one of my worst racetracks. So, yeah, to run second is kind of surprising, to be honest with you. But, yeah, the rain definitely helped us. If it wasn't rain, we were going to literally run 24th probably. So, yeah, was able to have a couple good restarts. Our guys did a really good job of just kind of understanding the rain balance. I think we learned a lot when we did it at Richmond. And yeah, we needed a good turnaround day, and it definitely didn't start that way, but glad it certainly ended that way.
Big comeback for Chase Briscoe. Brett McMillan.
You know, Chris Buescher came in fifth today. Whoa, what an interesting day, and something positive coming out of it for you guys. I think you guys really needed a boost, didn't you?
Yeah, certainly. Loudon's not been our best track, not mine specifically, and no quit in this fastional group today. So that was awesome to end up coming home with a top five. Really good in the rain when it was wet. Really fought for it when it was dry and we're on wet. So there at the end, it was really just one good groove, and made restarts just a battle. But we were able to persevere through all that and bring this thing home. A handful of more tire marks on the door than where we went under red initially, but ultimately a really good night for us.
Good strong finish for Chris Buescher, Alec Cavana.
Top five for Kyle Larson. What was it like out on those damp tires? You were the first to dive all the way to the bottom. How'd it work out?
Yeah, I know it's fun. You know, I think when it's like that, I think that's why you see a lot of the dirt racers kind of migrate to the front. But yeah, just try to feel it out under caution. And yeah, I mean, I thought my best bet on the restart was just to go extreme low. So yeah, it worked out and was able to maintain track position the rest of the race. So yeah, proud of that.
All right, Kyle Larson, top five in the wet weather. Brett McMillan.
Hey, with Josh Berry. Well, what a great battle you had with your teammate there at the end. Any positive you can bring out of that?
Yeah, I mean, one positive is that we were 20th when it was raining, and then we threw some rain tires on it and did what I knew we could do and come through the field. So, man, that was a lot of fun, honestly. You know, I'm going to think back to a million things I could have done different there, but really my plan was, I mean, the bottom was just so hard to get going through one and two. I felt like if I could just clear the 14 that, you know, I was kind of inching in on C-Bell before the final caution. And, you know, I just got a little loose off of two. That let Chase get back to my left rear. He kind of drug me back, and we just got stuck racing each other. But, you know, I don't know. I wanted to take the front row there so bad at the end. But I think we felt like we were making the right decision based on the track conditions, and it just didn't work out.
Josh Berry, another run, and what has been a hot stretch for him.
Nice third-place finish there for Josh Berry. It's going to be a little bit before we get to the race winner, Christopher Bell, because he's got to go to Victory Lane, and the TV interview will ensue, and then we'll get in. Let's give you the rundown here. Christopher Bell wins it. Chase Briscoe, second. Josh Berry, third. Fourth, Kyle Larson. Fifth, Chris Buescher. Tyler Reddick, sixth. Seventh to Stenhouse. John Hunter Nemechek, an eighth-place run. Martin Truex Jr., ninth, and tenth to Chastain.
Ryan Preece winds up 11th, 12th, Todd Gilliland, then Eric Jones, 13th. Jones made an upwards charge of 19 positions today. Harrison Burton winds up 14th, 15th, Michael McDowell, Ty Gibbs, 16th, 17th, Carson Hosevar, Chase Elliott, 18th, 19th, Austin Cindric, Ty Dillon in 20th.
Daniel Suarez, 21st, 22nd, Kaz Grala, Corey LaJoy, 23rd, Denny Hamlin, not a great day, 24th, 25th to Ryan Blaney, William Byron, 26th, Noah Gregson, 27th, Keselowski was 28th, 29th to Justin Haley, Zane Smith was 30th.
31st, Daniel Hemric, Joey Logano, 32nd, Austin Dillon, 33rd, 34th, Bubba Wallace, 35th, Kyle Busch. After blowing an engine, Alex Bowman winds up in 36th.
Now let's head down to Progressive Victory Lane.
Broom in hand after a big day yesterday. Christopher Bell back-to-back here at New Hampshire Motor Speedway. Look, we've seen a lot of smiles on your face here recently. I don't know that I've seen one as big as today. How you feeling?
I love this place. It's absolutely amazing. And this place is just, I don't know, it's been special to me ever since we came here for that late model race back in, I think, 2015. So this one was different, though. I mean, rain tires, the track was very slippery. It was just so much fun out there, that those adverse conditions, and the track was changing around so much. So that one was a lot of fun, and I'm very happy for our partners at Ream Toyota. We have Watts on the car again. I think we've won like every time they've had them on the car. So it's just a really cool weekend.
You were fast with the dry tires, obviously lights out fast with the wet tires. In fact, I think you led every one of the laps since we came back. What was it like out there, and how did you do this?
I think just trials and tribulation on the wet weather tires. And we did it at Richmond, and we kind of learned from that on what my car needed and how I needed to drive it. And then we were able to, Adam Stevens and my entire team were able to make great adjustments and get this thing to where it was driving really good on the rain tires.
A lot of people were saying, hey, we need dries, and you seem to advocate, let's just go ahead and keep these on and run it out. Why was that?
Well, I mean, it was still really slippery in spots. And you know, the straightaways got dry, but once you got down into the corners, you would hit wet spots and dry spots. So I didn't feel like it was ready for dry tires by any means.
Christopher Bell, congratulations on a sweep here at New Hampshire.
Thank you.
In Victory Lane, Christopher Bell is the winner of the USA Today 301.
That's Progressive Victory Lane, sponsored by Progressive Insurance. Protect your family, your phone, and your furry friends with life, electronic device, and pet health insurance.
Quick snapshot of the points. Up on top of the regular season standings, Kyle Larson and Chase Elliott are tied for first place. Third place, Denny Hamlin, minus 40. Truex in fourth, minus 48. And Tyler Reddick, fifth, minus 60. As far as the bubble is concerned, Bubba Wallace has fallen below the bubble. Ryan, now Joey Logano has moved into the final spot to make the playoff on points. Next in line, Wallace is 13 points now below the line. Chase Briscoe is minus 25 points, and then Kyle Busch minus 45.
So that's the way that phases out. A flip-flop there in 16 and 17th. Logano came in below the cut line. He moves up. Bubba Wallace drops back behind the cut line. It was an adventuresome day. Glad NASCAR decided to try to give this a shot. And I think even in the PR world, this is a win for them because they said, okay, we brought him up here and we gave him a shot. I think they passed with flying colors.
Doug, to their credit, NASCAR and the teams and the drivers stretched every limitation. I mean, it is practically full-blown dark here at the racetrack right now. Again, kudos to them for fighting it to the finish and for all the fans that stuck around.
Next week, PRN travels to Music City to cover all the action at Nashville Super Speedway. On Saturday, Cup Series qualifying, and then Saturday at 4:30 in Eastern Time, the Xfinity Series Tennessee Lottery 250. On Sunday, June 30th, the Ally 400, that'll come on the air at 2:30 p.m. We look forward to our to Nashville. Always a lot of fun. Got to thank our broadcast crew for putting in overtime themselves today. That includes Alan Cavana, Brad Gilley, and Brett McMillan. In the turns, Rob Albright and Pat Patterson. Our engineers, Harold Hamrick, Bill Parrott, and Ben Blevins. Director was Laura Beth Barnhart, and a lot to direct here today. Our general manager is Jerry Horn. He's backed up capably by Jim Thickenshire, Hank Lee, Alexis Erickson, Barry Roach, David Stiles, and Caleb Whistler. Head of production, Kent Bernhardt, up here in the booth with Mark Garrow, and I'm Doug Rice, and what an adventuresome day here in New England at New Hampshire Motor Speedway, and we congratulate the winner of the most unusual race, the USA Today 301, being Christopher Bell.
A USA Today 301 was presented by State Water Heaters. When you need a water heater, make sure you get a State. Visit statewaterheaters.com to find a professional installer near you. Progressive Insurance. Round out your protection with life, phone, and pet health insurance. O'Reilly Auto Parts, your professional parts people. Hunt Brothers Pizza. Find your next pizza at huntbrotherspizza.com. Brought to you by Toyota. For the latest Toyota racing information, visit toyotaracing.com. Xfinity, proud premier partner of NASCAR. Sunoco. From NASCAR to your car, Sunoco Fuel helps your car reach peak performance. Brought to you by Rheem. Rheem keeps you comfortable with world-class, high-efficiency heating, cooling, and water heating solutions. Visit Rheem.com to learn more. By eBay Motors. Burn rubber, not cash, by shopping on eBay Motors. eBayMotors.com. Geico. Geico's mobile app has 24/7 claim service and on-the-go policy info. It's easy to Geico. And by WeatherGuard Truck and Van Storage, the only brand as driven as the hardworking professionals they serve. Learn more at WeatherGuard.com. This is PRN, the Performance Racing Network.
We got you covered from Delta Dawn to Dixie on My Mind. Rio Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM, WRDN.
Mm-hmm. thing. Say some vows and spread their wings and settle down just what they need, living on love. She don't care about what's in style. She just likes the way he smiles. It takes more than marble and tile, living on love. Living on love, buying on time. Without somebody, nothing ain't worth a dime. Just like an old-fashioned storybook rhyme, living on love. It sounds simple, that's what you're thinking. But love can walk through fire without blinking. It doesn't take much when you get enough, living on love. Children gone, but still they sing. Side by side in that front porch swing, living on love. He can't sue anymore. She can barely sweep the floor. Hand in hand, they'll walk through that door, just living on love. Living on love, buying on time. Without somebody, nothing ain't worth a dime. Just like an old-fashioned storybook rhyme, living on love. It sounds simple, that's what you're thinking. But love can walk through fire without blinking. It doesn't take much when you get enough, living on love. Living on love, buying on time. Without somebody, nothing ain't worth a dime. Just like an old-fashioned storybook rhyme, living on love. Well, it sounds simple, that's what you're thinking. But love can walk through fire without blinking. It doesn't take much when you get enough, living on love. No, it doesn't take much when you get enough, living on love.
Your home for Durand Panther Sports is Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM, WRDN.
Revival. I'm a bottle in the Bible. I'm a rolling stone disciple with a cross across my face. I'm a trailer park tornado. Jagged edges on my halo. Hope the chariot gon' swing low and carry me away. This little light of mine damn near burned me alive. Lord knows that mama tried and I don't know if I'm false undiscerning. Holy water with my bourbon. Standing on the bridge I'm burning with a can of gasoline. Am I worth saving if I'm always fading? It feels like I'm caught in between. Halfway to heaven or halfway to hell. My angels and demons at war.
was at war with myself.
That's Jelly Roll and Halfway to Hell here inside RC Social Saloon. Pretty exciting stuff if you are a country music fan of the Outlaws of country music, legendary country music. It was announced a couple of days ago. We posted the article on our Facebook page. You can go read it right now. Waylon Jennings' son, Shooter, has announced the release of new classic music from the vault of Waylon Jennings. He says, I'm in possession of a treasure trove of previously unheard full band Waylon Jennings multi-track recordings from the 70s and early 80s. He says, how great is this? We're going to be able to hear these so many years after Dad's death. Waylon Jennings passed away in 2002. Honestly, Shooter admitted, I didn't have the time, the tools, or the resources to dig through the archives, or maybe I just wasn't ready for it. Either way, I found myself here with Sunset Sound Studio 3 at my disposal with the great assistant engineer. We took out the drives and we plugged them in. He says, how great they sound, and get ready for some amazing, amazing music from the late great legend, Waylon Jennings. On the way, Lainey Wilson, Billy Ray Cyrus, and Darius Rucker coming up.
NTech is constantly evolving to bring you the very best communication services. Our high-speed, high-quality internet, voice, and video services help you make the connections that matter. We may have a new look, but we're still the same local provider you know and love right here in Durand. NTech grows and changes as you do, so we can always meet your needs. Visit ntec.net to learn more. That's ntec.net.
Shawls Gas, downtown Durand, is your authorized Whirlpool dealer. Reputation, quality, pricing, and personal service are what Shawls customers have come to know and trust. Shawls offers a full line of Whirlpool appliances, including dishwashers, microwaves, refrigerators, freezers, washers, and dryers, with installation and service. Clean, cost-effective propane offered by Shawls is the answer for your home energy needs. Visit Shawls Gas for all of your propane and Whirlpool appliance needs. Shawls Gas, downtown Durand.
June is Dairy Month. Did you know that there are 1.27 million dairy cows in Wisconsin producing over 2 billion pounds of milk each month? 90% of that milk is used by 126 Wisconsin cheese plants to make over 2.8 billion pounds of cheese each year. Thank you, dairy farmers, for all your hard work. This June Dairy Month message is brought to you by O'Galley Cheese Factory and Gift Shop. From cheese boxes to collectible gifts, visit O'Galley Cheese Factory, Highway 25, Durand.
June is Dairy Month. O'Galley Cheese Factory would like to salute all dairy farmers for their endless hard work and dedication, providing us with local quality milk. We would also like to thank the WRDN listeners for their continued support of the local dairy farmers and processors. O'Galley Cheese is proud to be a part of such a strong community. To support your local dairy farmers and for all your cheese needs, visit the O'Galley Cheese Store, open 7 days a week, located north of Durand on Highway 25. Visit the O'Galley Cheese Facebook page for June Dairy Month specials.
Do you owe back taxes? Call Tax Solutions now and get some help. For a limited time, the IRS offers a tax forgiveness program called the Fresh Start Initiative. Our team can make it easier for you to pay back taxes, avoid tax liens, and get a fresh start.
I call Tax Solutions now, and they got the IRS off my back.
Call Tax Solutions now. 800-281-8193. 800-281-8193. 800-281-8193.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
With your forecast, I'm Corey Hartman. An isolated shower possible tonight, otherwise mostly clear with a low around 59. Lots of sun for Monday, highs around 85. Showers, maybe a thunderstorm for Monday night, a low of 68. For Tuesday, mostly sunny and a high near 85. Turning cooler on Wednesday. For Thursday, mostly sunny, a high of 78. Friday, showers and thunderstorms, 79.
It's 79 degrees right now.
1430 AM and 107.3 FM. Real country.
All right. All right. Yeah, it's all right. All right.
Don't need no five-star reservations. I got spaghetti and a cheap bottle of wine. Don't need no concert in the city. I got a stereo and the best of Patsy Cline. Ain't got no caviar, no Dom Perignon. But as far as I can see, I got everything I want. Cause I got a roof over my head. The woman I love laying in my bed. And it's alright, alright. I got shoes under my feet forever and I staring back at me. And it's alright, alright. Yeah, I got all I need. And it's alright. Maybe later on we'll walk down to the river, lay on a blanket and stare up at the moon. It may not be no French Riviera, but it's all the same to me as long as I'm with you. Maybe a simple life, but that's okay, yeah. If you ask me, baby, I think I've got it made. Cause I got a roof over my head, the woman I love laying in my bed. And it's alright, alright. I got shoes under my feet, forever in the eye staring back at me. And it's alright, alright. Yeah, I got all I need. And it's alright by
listening to Real Country 1430. We knew you'd take the bait.
You can tell the world you never was my girl. You can burn my clothes when I'm gone. Oh, you can tell your friends just what a fool I've been and laugh and joke about me on the phone. You can tell my arms back into the phone. You can tell my feet to hit the floor. Or you can tell my lips to tell my fingertips they won't be reaching out for you no more. Don't tell my heart, my aching, breaking heart. I just don't think he'd understand. And if you tell my heart, my aching, breaking heart, he might blow up and kill his man. Tell my lip, he never really liked me anyway.
not okay. Or you can tell my eyes to watch out for my mind. It might be walking out on me today. But don't tell my heart, my achy, breaky heart, I just don't think it understand. And if you tell my heart, my achy, breaky heart, he might blow up and kill this man. I just don't think he'd understand. And if you tell my heart, my achy, breaky heart, he mightn't blow up and kill this man.
Ryan Winnikens keeps you updated on farm news and markets throughout the day on Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM. Ooh, ooh,
ooh, ooh, ooh, ooh. I got a bus for I got a house, cause it's what dreams make you do. Hidden in neon honky-tonks to play it to step or two. 100 days to 100 towns, bringing boots to the sawdust floor. While this six string calls my name, baby.
That's Lainey Wilson's latest and Hang Tight Honey here inside RC Social Saloon with a full hour of country lined up and ready to go. We'll hear from Kenny with Don't Blink. How about Colin Ray, Jordan Davis with a huge, huge ACM award-winning song. And, of course, you can always hit us up on our Facebook page at RC Social Saloon if there's something we can put on the jukebox for you. We would love to hear from you. Make sure to head on over to our Facebook page. We got a couple of great things we want you to take advantage of and read up on, including that new music from Waylon Jennings. We also have a story about TikTok and why Eric Church is not necessarily a fan of the new TikTok generation songwriters. And a sad story, sad to me anyway, because I'm in radio, about a legendary radio station moving after 40-some odd years, and it's inside the Opryland Hotel in Nashville. Go read about it now on our Facebook page at RC Social Saloon.
Wisconsin, home to the finest dairy products, is dedicated to building strong local connections with consumers like you. Start your day off right with a legendary June Dairy Month breakfast. With the summer around the corner, we're excited to introduce new recipes for your culinary adventures. Whether it's a barbecue or a picnic, our dairy delights bring joy to families and friends. Here's to a summer brimming with dairy memories. Visit wisconsindairy.com to check out these recipes.
This June Dairy Month salute is brought to you by Compeer Financial.
It takes passion and dedication to produce safe and nutritious milk and dairy products day after day. And Compeer Financial is proud to partner alongside hardworking dairy farmers, processors, and others in the dairy industry as they work relentlessly to feed the world. Thank you for all you do as we join you in celebration of June Dairy Month. To learn more, give Compeer a call at 844-426-6733 or visit compeer.com/dairy. Trademarks of Compeer Financial, an equal credit opportunity lender.
The IRS deadline has come and gone. So do you owe money to the IRS? If so, you need an ally. Whether you owe the IRS $6,000 or $600,000, whether your tax problems are personal or business, the professionals at Allies Tax Relief are ready to step in and negotiate your fresh start with the IRS. Here's a happy customer of Allies Tax Relief.
Before calling Allies Tax Relief, I feared the IRS would take all of my assets. I owed them over $562,000. Thankfully, I was referred to Allies and called them for help. They ultimately saved my life from uncertainty. Allies negotiated my giant tax debt to an unbelievable $1,500. They are professionals, and they fight the fight for their clients.
Allies Tax Relief will protect your assets from being seized and your paycheck from being garnished. Call right now for your free consultation. 800-296-0772. That's 800-296-0772. Or visit AlliesTaxRelief.com.
Real Country, Real Country, 1430 AM, 107.3 FM.
She was driving last Friday on her way to Cincinnati on a snow-white Christmas Eve. Going home to see her mama and her daddy with the baby in the backseat. 50 miles to go and she was running low on faith and gasoline. It'd been a long, hard year. She had a lot on her mind and she didn't pay attention. She was going away too fast. And before she knew it, she was spinning on a thin black sheet of glass. She saw both her lives flash before her eyes. Didn't even have time to cry. She was so scared. She threw her hands up in the air. Jesus, take the wheel. Take it from my hands. 'Cause I can't do this on my own. I'm letting go. So give me one more chance. She made it to the shoulder and the car came to a stop. She cried when she saw that baby in the backseat sleeping like a rock. And for the first time in a long time, she bowed her head to pray.
sorry for the way I've been living my life. I know I've got to change. So from now on tonight, Jesus, take the wheel.
Listen for local news four times a day, Monday through Friday at 7, 8, noon, and 4 on Real Country. Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM, WRDN.
I don't know why I act the way I do. Like I ain't got a single thing to lose. Sometimes I'm my own worst enemy. I guess that's just the cowboy in me. I got a life that most would love to have, but sometimes I still wake up fighting me. And where this road I'm heading down my lead, I guess
that's just the cowboy in me. The urge to run, the restlessness, the heart of stone I sometimes get. The things I've done for foolish pride, to me that's never satisfied. The face that's in the mirror when I don't like what I see, I guess that's just the cowboy in me. Never satisfied. The face that's in the mirror when I don't like what I see, I guess that's just the cowboy in me. Girl, I know there's times you must have thought there ain't a line you've drawn I haven't crossed, but you set your mind to see this love on through. I guess that's just the cowboy in you. We ride and never worry about the fall. I guess that's just the cowboy in us all.
If it's in